and squeezing and loving, yeah, just do it. And after you do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and playing, wishing.
We squeezed 5 songs into the Burt Bacharach set, and I hear there might be more to come. Anyhow, we started that set off with the Shirelles doing Baby It's You, off of the LP by the same name, Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa, off of the LP by the same name, Love the trumpet part on that song. Not to mention Dusty Springfield's song, but we're not going to talk too much about the trumpet part. Dionne Warwick after that doing Don't Make Me Over from the Definitive Collection. And then Dusty Springfield with the dropped G song, Wishing and Hoping. I think every line has a dropped G in it. That was from a Greatest Hits compilation. And last but not least, Jackie DeShannon, another great horn part in that song. What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love off of the LP by the same name. That's going to do it for me here. I will be back, God willing, next Friday, 9 p.m. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing. Nobody knows what you're doing.
Hopefully I'll figure it out before then, but who knows. So you've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Take it away, Zombo. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Old Ben Franklin set the tone for patriotic duty, for liberty and equality and the joys of chasing Juke. Thomas Jefferson had slave girls, he liked them young and slim. When the girls got pregnant, all the babies looked like him. Aaron Burr's diplomacy was always in a myth, and thus we see his progeny were illegitimate. But while these men were out there getting hot and bothered, the country was the only thing that Washington ever fathered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. The domineer mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Jefferson and Hamilton were at each other's throats. Well, other so-called patriots were rocking other boats. Their squabbling could have brought the revolution down. George was there to keep them straight and make them rally round. See, while some men argue how the country should be run, George was busy getting out from under mama's thumb. And unlike men who always need to have their egos flattered, new independence was the only thing that mattered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineering the father of our country was a mama's boy.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall. I will be your... what am I going to be? I'll be your DJ till 10 o'clock. We'll just leave it at that. And this week, I'm pretty sure Zombo's coming in, so... I will turn over the mighty WRCT air studio to him around about 10 o'clock, and you can spend the rest of the morning hearing the best in recorded music from me and Zombo. What a treat. What a way to spend your Friday. Last week, Kenny Cho's been, he's not been the most efficient DJ lately. He forgot to press the little button last week that actually makes the show radiate away from the Carnegie Mellon campus. A listener informed me of this error, so we got on the air around 9:20. And what we were doing last week between 9 o'clock and 9:20 was playing songs from the early days of CBGB. That was prompted by the death of Tom Verlaine. Lately, all these shows have been prompted by the contents of the musician's obituary column. We had Tom Verlaine. Before that, we had Barrett Strong passed away, so we did a show devoted to money. What we were going to do this week, I wasn't sure how to do this. We wanted to honor Burt Bacharach because he passed away, and he wrote a lot of nice, tender little ditties there. As a matter of fact, they weren't little. They were big. But, you know, a whole show of that? I don't know. So we're going to make lemonade out of lemons, I guess is how it's going to go. We're going to do CBGB, the first set, play some stuff that we played last week, but nobody heard but me. And then at the end of the show, we'll play some of the songs that were written by Bacharach and Hal David. And we started things off today with our nod to President's Day coming up. Local singer-songwriter Darryl Leroy Fleming. Haven't heard anything from him lately, but sure he's still out there. That was Mother Thumb off of Better the Parcel Than the Post. And if we have time, and I don't know if we have time, we've got a lot of music here. If we have time, we might play one or two other songs related to President Washington. So before we do that, let's get our PSAs out of the way. Here's one from not too long ago, so it's probably still current. Okay. You know those cute designer jeans you bought last year? The ones that were going to, quote, change your life? Unquote. Well, you wore them once, and now they're in your closet hanging behind a pair of used sweatpants. Well, don't worry. Those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and educational assistance for people right in your community. Cool, huh? To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Goodwill. This has been a message from Goodwill and WRCT. Okay, what else do we have here? Okay. Your eyes are windows to your health. Also to your soul, but that's not what this is about. Your eyes are windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you are one of 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute and the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, that's your PSAs for the day. Now we're going to hear some of music from some of the musicians in the early days of CBGB.
Go now, I got this. Something going to the disco, take a go-go.
Yeah. Goodbye. Okay, that was our CBGB set for this morning. We started it off with the Ramones doing Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Got that from their Toughest Hits. Then we had Talking Heads. Uh-oh, Love Comes to Town off of Talking Heads 77. And then from the Best of Blondie, we had One Way or Another. Then Richard Hell and the Voidoids doing Downtown at Dawn. That was from the compilation Spurts, the Richard Hell Story. And last but not least, Patti Smith doing Redondo Beach off of the Horses / Horses double set. Okay, let me mention right now that if you go on the internet, if you go to WRCT.org, you can actually see the playlist of the show that's happening right then. So, you know, if your radio reception is bad and you can't really hear what's happening, go to WRCT.org and you can either get the streaming version of WRCT or you can just look at the playlist. You probably know most of these songs anyway, so, you know, you can just play along in your head. Okay, we're going to, in the next set, we're going to give you your Pinckney Hall new music set. But before we do that, let me tell you about one of our fine underwriters. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy / print shop conveniently located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Matter of fact, they're right above the WRCT, well, not right above, but they're on the floor above the WRCT Air Studio. How about that? Services provided by the Copy Center include black, white, and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, that is, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, any kind of binding you can imagine, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. Well, that's it. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can call 412-268-4828. Okay, back to the music.
Thought that I could fly. Built myself some wings. I wrapped them up with tape, tied them on with strings, climbed up to the roof, reached for the sky. The pain provided proof I wasn't built to fly. I went up for a walk to the forest deep, back where the vines conspire. Keep it hid. It used to drive her nuts until she flipped her a lid. I always do my best. I try to get it right. I never make a fuss. I never start a fight. I try to be a mensch. I try to be a friend. Like I fail again. I wanna play my song. I got a lot to say, so I practice hard every night and day. But when I step on stage, my brain and fingers freeze, and I forget the
bones. I feel helpless and alone. Children in unmarked hidden tombs. Purpose and reason, that's what they say that you'll get when you have kids. And I did. Bruises and fresh old stories that were told to me in blue. I knew an old man would sit in his armchair. Sometimes at night I'd catch him crying sitting there. He cried because when he was a kid he spoke his own language. And then lost his voice and part of his own lineage. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. A poor choice of words by Woody Guthrie. This land was taken. And now everyone sees. One family has. Static noise transmission on the radio. There's an aching in my bones. I feel lost and far from home. Purpose and reason, that's what they say that you'll get when you have kids. And I did. I'm not sad. Devastated underneath all that pain, heartbeats of cold rain. I know a black woman who sits at a desk chair. Sometimes she cries sitting there because fear became her worst nightmare. She cries because her only son was killed by a shotgun. Another senseless tragedy triggered by police brutality. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. A poor choice of words by Woody Guthrie. This land was taken and built on slavery. Family had their land stolen. The other was stolen.
Okay, let me tell you what you were listening to in the new music set. The last song was by Julian Taylor, Stolen Land from Beyond the Reservoir. And before that, we had some local artists, Scott Tuner, doing I Don't Know How It Works off of It Was Cool. And before that, we had Bruce Hoffman doing Failed Again. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2023 collection. And I think the only thing I owe you from the reading department is to tell you about a couple of other fine shows here on WRCT. First of all, let me tell you about Saturday Night Fever. Join the smooth operator for 2 hours of jazz funk, disco, smooth soul, and more. Dance the night away every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. Bring the soul back to Pittsburgh, only on WRCT, WRCT 88.3 FM. And then we have Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 o'clock a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic radio folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Okay, that brings us up to the Burt Bacharach set. We'll play a little. I don't know. We'll play maybe four songs. Can we do that? Sure, we can do that.
Tears me apart. Well, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. What they say about you, cheat, cheat,
sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true. It's you, baby, it's you.
I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her. As I pulled in outside of the small motel, she was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I do, and I can never, never, never go home again.
Don't make me over.
Now that
What the world needs now is love, sweet some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
We squeezed five songs into the Burt Bacharach set, and I hear there might be more to come. Anyhow, we started that set off with the Shirelles doing Baby It's You, off of the LP by the same name, Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa, off of the LP by the same name. Love the trumpet part on that song, not to mention Dusty Springfield's song, but we're not going to talk too much about the trumpet part. Dionne Warwick, after that, doing Don't Make Me Over from the Definitive Collection. And then Dusty Springfield with the dropped G song, Wishing and Hoping. I think every line has a dropped G in it. That was from a Greatest Hits compilation. And last but not least, Jackie DeShannon, another great horn part in that song. What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, off of the LP by the same name. That's going to do it for me here. I will be back, God willing, next Friday, 9 p.m. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Hopefully I'll figure it out before then, but who knows. So you've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Take it away, Zombo.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
One in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hey, it's Riona Duncan, and I'm here with Professor Kathy Newman to talk about banned books on Forbes Avenue, and this is on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The reason I'm talking with Professor Newman about banned books is because you run a banned books class. So how did you end up offering that class?
I don't remember what the initial inspiration was I think the original title was Censored Texts. But starting about 20, 25 years ago, I just got interested in the phenomenon, and I noticed that it was happening more and more. And then I got interested in the history of it. And every time you poke at a case of book banning, you find something different and you find something interesting. So I taught the class originally. I had like a set of texts that would change, and the students would write papers on what we were reading. And then 6 years ago, I changed to the format I have now, where students do original, in-depth, high-quality research on a single case of book banning. And I found that CMU students really rose to the occasion and did really good work. So I'm enjoying this new format.
What would you say you've learned from having this class?
It is so cool to see what students are interested in. I have students from all over the world, and so a lot of students want to work on books that were banned in their home country. So China, a student came up to me today and said she wanted to do a play that's been banned in Colombia. So I learn about books from all over the world. That's one super cool thing. And then I think students who choose books that have been banned more recently, I've helped students do things like find the video of the school board meeting where the book was banned.